It's 6 minutes after the hour of 12 noon. You are tuned into the Blues Box here on KRVS. We have blues for you for the rest of the hour. Stay tuned at 1 o'clock for American Roots with Nick Spitzer, and that's followed at 3 p.m. by the program Freetown Radio, hosted by Roger Cash. We're going to start off this hour of the Blues Box with music from Long John Hunter. He was born in Louisiana, raised in Arkansas. While working in Texas, in fact, in a Beaumont cardboard box factory, some friends took him out to hear B.B. King, and from that point on, he was smitten with the blues. Here's Long John Hunter with, I guess, what could be today's menu, either a T-bone or red beans. Take your pick.
Several times I saw you in Beaumont having yourself a time, talking trash with balling on your mind. Your house looked like a tornado just came through the door. Your house looked like a tornado just came door. You ain't fixed me nothing to eat, and I ain't gonna eat that old garfish no more. Yeah.
You Blue, Debbie Davies from her disc Love the Game. That one came out in 2001. She's had more since that time and a number of them also prior to that. Really, really fine guitarist. She was with the Albert Collins Band for about 3 years, 1988 to 1991. Debbie Davies. Before hearing Debbie, we heard Long John Hunter from a disc called Border Town Legend. Long John Hunter made his living for a number of years playing in a nightclub or lounge or whatever. I think it was called a lounge across the border from El Paso in Juarez. Long John Hunter did a number for us called T-Bone Intentions. T-Bone Intentions, Red Bean Ways. We're going to turn next to a new release by Jimmy Vivino and his band. The disc is called 13 Live. Vivino has been on all sorts of discs over the years, had a number of his own out. He was also a supporting guitarist for Johnny Johnson, the pianist for a lot of Chuck Berry's early releases. Worked behind Shamika Copeland. He's also been in bands, lots of television bands, Late Night Program, Conan, Tonight Show Band, that sort of thing. Fine, fine guitarist. He has a vocalist on this next number by the name of Catherine Russell. Jimmy Vivino and his band from the disc 13 Live with a number called Fool's Gold.
Thank you. the life that used to be. But you see, I can't stay with nobody, baby, that needs to stay with me. And when it's too hot in the kitchen,
Fool's Gold, Catherine Russell singing with Jimmy Vivino's band from the brand-new Blind Pig release, 13 Live is the name of the disc. You're listening to the Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We have blues for you for the rest of the hour and some other brand-new blues, this time from a group calling themselves The Rides. They feature Stephen Stills, also a Kenny Wayne Shepherd and Barry Goldberg. Here they are with a number written by all three. Again, the disc is called Can't Get Enough. The band The Rides with Only Teardrops Fall.
Distant dream, wayward scheme, thousand years ago. Bird in hand that threw it away. Why did I let her go? Tried to write a melody. The pen was in my players in the band. Only it for yesterday, and like it come back over the wall. The peace memories keep haunting me. Only teardrops fall. We'll be right back. try and barely miss. Always wondered what was it. Got lost in the midnight mist. A cure.
This program is underwritten by Bayou Vermilion District's Vermilionville, hosting their weekly Bal de Dimanche, held every Sunday from 1 to 4 p.m. Upcoming performances include Briggs Brown and Bayou Cajuns, and Horace Trahan and the Austin Express. For more information on upcoming performances, special events, and guided tours, the website is vermilionville.org.
Tell you so. Why you want to be so cold? blues machine. You're a perpetual blues machine.
Anne Weiss from a two-disc set she had out last year. The set is called Where Folk Gets the Blues. That's a rendition of the Keb Moe tune, Perpetual Blues Machine. Anne Weiss was preceded by a group called The Rides, and again, they consist of Stephen Stills, Kenny Wayne Shepherd, and Barry Goldberg. Their disc is called Can't Get Enough, and they did a tune for us called Only Teardrops Fall. Next year on the Blues Box, we're going to turn to a gentleman from Marshall, Texas that specializes in classic blues. He's going to do a number commemorating a famous murder that took place supposedly on Christmas night in 1895 in St. Louis. And the story, a lot of you are familiar with it through the song. It's a story about Staggerly Shelton killing his friend Billy Lyons. They've been drinking, and according to the story that Lee Shelton grabbed Lyons' hat. They started fooling around too much, and there was gunplay, and Williams was killed. Here is Staggerly.
Palace. girl with diamonds on down. You can take your wife and put in a palace, dress her with diamonds on down. But when the cat is always away, the mice is bound to play around. If you men want a real happy home, please take my advice. If you want a real happy home, then please take my advice. Furnish your home with the love it needs, and don't chase your best friend's wife. You can put your queen bee in a palace, you can put her up on a throne. You can take your queen bee and put in a palace, you can put her up on a throne. But what good is a queen bee when the king bee is forever gone? I can be so sweet if you just will understand. Life can be so sweet if you just will understand. What do a woman weed needs with her husband when she's chasing some other man?
Lonnie Johnson on guitar and vocals from 1939 with a number called Why Women Go Wrong. Johnson was one of the most sophisticated blues and jazz guitarists of the 1920s and 1930s. Really an amazing talent, Lonnie Johnson. He was preceded by Steve Howell. We heard Steve Howell from a disc called Out of the Past. Howell on that disc replicates a lot of old classic blues, including a rendition of Staggerlee, and that number, of course, has been done many times. John Hurt did a seminal recording of it back in the 1920s. Very interesting story, supposedly based on that true murder that took place in St. Louis back in 1985. In fact, there's an article published in the St. Louis Globe Democrat of 1895, if you ever want to read the more or less official journalistic report of that event. We just heard Lonnie Johnson. He was from New Orleans and from a large family, a very musical family. Unfortunately, all of the family, with the exception of he and his brother, died in the terrible Spanish flu epidemic of the, what was it, 1917, 1918. And he played with in his father's string band at one point in time. He was a great guitarist, obviously, from all the recordings he's left behind, but he also played fiddle. We're going to listen to an example of that. This is a group called the Blue Boys. Lonnie Johnson sometimes sat in with them, and he did in this case. Here's sort of a raggy little number entitled Memphis Stomp. Again, Lonnie Johnson on the fiddle. Thank you.
accuse me of murder. Murder, murder. I haven't harmed a man. No, accuse me of murder. I haven't harmed a man. Oh, they have accused me of murder and I haven't harmed a man. Oh, they have accused me of forgetting. I can't write my name. No, they have accused me of forgetting. I can't write my name. I went all around that whole career. I couldn't find a mule with his shoulder there. Lord, I couldn't find a mule with his shoulder there. I worked so much and I worked no bear. I couldn't find a mule like the shoulder well. Like morning bear. Lord, she's wearing up the country, but she's on my mind. Well, she's wearing up the country, but she's on my mind. Oh, if she don't come on the big boat, she better not land. Lord, if she don't come on the big boat, big boat, I mean she better not land. Lord, if she don't come on the big boat, I mean she better not land.
Texas Alexander with a number called Levee Camp Moan Blues. A lot of the Levee camps were notorious places for the workers. Often, according to some of the people that worked in them, you'd work there and you'd end up having to leave in the middle of the night because you owed them more for the food they gave you than for the labor that you had given them. Texas Alexander, really interesting guy in the blues. He didn't play an instrument himself, but he had some great people backing him up at various times. He was also supposedly the first person to record a version of House of the Rising Sun. I think that was in 1927. This recording would have been done in the late 20s, early 30s. He had Lonnie Johnson with him on guitar on that particular track. And we heard Lonnie Johnson on the previous track. Lonnie Johnson playing fiddle, actually, with a group called the Blue Boys. They did a number called Memphis Stomp. Here's another tune that Lonnie Johnson once recorded. A lot of people have recorded this one over the years, including in blues W.C. Handy, Bessie Smith, the Blind Boy Fuller, Lead Belly. It's supposedly a song that comes over from the European tradition. Done here in 1944 by Josh White, his version of Careless Love.
Love, oh love, what careless. first love. Now it's love, love, oh love, what careless love. It's caused me to weep, and it caused me to moan, and it caused me to lose my happy home. Oh, sorrow, sorrow to my heart. Well, it's sorrow, sorrow to my heart. Lord, it's sorrow, sorrow, I mean sorrow to my heart, when me and my true love have to part. Cried last night and the night before. Cried last night and the night before. Lord, I cried last night and I cried the night before. Gonna cry tonight and I'll cry no more.
A raggedy ride beats the dressed-up walk any time of the day. A raggedy ride beats the dressed-up walk. Do you hear what I say? And squeak, but maybe the brakes is a little too weak. But the raggedy ride beats the dressed up walk any time of the day. A rubber wheel beats a rubber heel any time of the day. A rubber wheel beats a rubber heel. Do you hear what I say? Come, pretty baby, and ride with me. We'll be happy as can be, cause the raggedy ride beats the best of all any time of the day. Cause the raggedy ride beats the dressed up walk any time of the day. Oh, any time of the day.
Right. Raggedy Ride. That was the band of Four Blazes from 1953. Floyd McDaniel on guitar and several others with the group. Really fine pre-doo-wop style group. They were preceded here on KRVS by Josh White. We heard Josh White from 1944 doing a rendition of Careless Love. We turn next to Lucky Peterson and a track from his disc You Can Always Turn Around.
Here's a little Peterson history for you that my grandfather told my father, that my father told me, and I'm gonna share it with y'all. In the month of March, 1939, Mama called Daddy to the bed, and Mama started crying. Said, I'm 22 years old, and my life is gonna end. Hard road for you, and now your hard road just begins. Leaving Fuller Boys and your blind mama Sue. Won't be easy. Go on and do what you gotta do. Said my baby's 16 months. My oldest boy ain't even 6. I got 2 more boys in between, and I'm leaving you in a real bad fix. I want you to make me a promise. Promise me today you won't put my boys up for adoption. You won't give neither one of them away. Leaving you for the boys and your blind mama Sue. What you gotta do? Mama say how it's gonna be. Hard on you every day, but it's your responsibility. From it don't you walk away. You're gonna have to cook, wash and iron, give everybody their bath. Things gonna be different now than they've been in the past. Leaving you for the boys and your blind mama Sue. Won't be easy. Go on and do what a man gotta do. A few hours later, Mama called the family to the bed. Boy's getting weak, and this is what she said. Put my baby in my arms, I want to hold him to my breast. While I give him a hug and a kiss, Mama breathed out her last breath. Daddy took me from Mama's arms, folded her hands across her breast. Closed her eyes and gave her a kiss and a hug and said she's gone on home to rest. Leaving you for the boys and your blind mama Sue. It won't be easy. Go on and do what you gotta do. For you. Go on and do what you gotta do. Don't be easy on you. Go on and do what you gotta do.
Church and Eagle Fuller Boys.
Lucky Peterson on guitars and vocals from his disc You Can Always Turn Around, Four Little Boys. That disc came out in 2010. That wraps up this edition of the Blues Box here on KRVS for this Friday. I'm Raoul Breaux. I'd like to thank you for tuning in today. I'd also like to invite you to stay tuned. More good music is coming your way in just a few minutes on the program American Roots, hosted by Nick Spitzer. And don't forget, at 3 o'clock, Freetown Radio, hosted by Roger Cash. 4 o'clock, All Things Considered, National and International News from NPR, and at 7 o'clock tonight, Big Band Swings with Lee Klein-Peter. This program is brought to you in part by a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. This is public radio for Acadiana, KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette, and Lake Charles, a public service of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. We are member-supported public radio. Thanks to all of you out there who do support us. If you're not a member and you'd like to become one, you'd like to help us continue these programs, you can do so securely online. Pledge your financial support at krvs.org. To take us on up to the top of the hour and American Roots, music from blues harp player Paul Osher. Here's Paul with a number called Walkin'. Have a great weekend.